This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding here where the Rambam had explained the inyanim of, the Rambam had explained the concept of halacha mishmi Sinai, and things that are mesoris from Sinai, which count as that there are no machlokas in it. So now he reviews, I think we're holding about piha ikrima eila shekdamnu. So the dinim that are in the Torah are five parts, five of five different types. Now, it's interesting. He calls these chakukim b'tayra, they're written in the Torah. Two of them are actually going to be the rabbanan. They're going to be not the rices. So I guess he's referring to the word Torah over here in a generic sense. In other words, the things that Torah obligates us, since the Torah obligates us to keep the rabbanans, the Torah in the sense, not the five books that Moshe wrote in particular, but Torah in general includes these five things. So he says, "Achelik Arishon." So he's not. The first thing he says is, he is not going to speak about psukim. He doesn't mention Torah Shebiksav, and the reason being simply that Torah Shebiksav is almost an impossible document to learn any halacha whatsoever from. You can't really learn any halacha from Torah Shebiksav. It's all psukim that have some remes, and therefore without connecting with Torah Shebaal Peh, because the first part of Torah Shebaal Peh, the one that is organically closest to written Torah, is going to be called the Pirush. So he says Hapirushim Hamikubolim Moshe, those explanations that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheyeshlahem Hayroh Bakosuv, it's either written in the Pasuk, or Efshalitziam Behekish, or the simple analogy. So any Pshat that is relates to what any Tayrish of Alper that tells us that Lesivashal Gediba Chalevi Mo means not to cook any animal meat with any milk, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. Oy efshar tzim behekish, meaning simple analogy, without you'd give a midrash Torah nedreshes behen. Ve'elu eimer machlokes l'olam. These never have any machlokes. Elakashe yoma ha'odam kibalti kach ve'kach. If a person comes along and says, "I have this mesoris, mistalek ha'vikuach." There's no more argument. Let's go to one more, and then we'll talk about both of them together. Because there's an vachelik hasheni, heimadinim ashenema bem shem alochel mesh misinai. The second part are those dinim that we say alochel mesh misinai. Vein raya lehem. In other words, it relates to nothing in the pasuk. K'moshe zacharnu. Ve'elu gam ki mashem achlok zel machlok zel either. So the first two categories of the Rambam are things that we have straight from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they are the explanation of the pasuk that's elementary, or halachas that are called halachas Sinai, which almost would be as if they were written, that there's such and such a halacha, Esen etis vuzaris etoch beisoz halachas Sinai, arlo b'chol makam halachas Sinai, and so on and so forth. Those are the first two categories. The thing that is extremely difficult to understand and is a bit maddening is the Rambam says there cannot be any machlokas in it. As soon as the person says I was mekabelis, mistalek havikuach, the argument is over. So I understand if the argument would run as follows. I come along and I say I was mekabel this from Moshe Rabbeinu, and you say, I don't like that pshat. I have a lot of kashas in that pshat. So where you're trying to defeat my mesoris with logic, I understand that there is no such machlokas. Could it not be, however, that two people came along and each one heard it differently? You have cases in the Gemara where two amoraim swear that they heard differently from the rabbeim. I mean, you could have basic halachas that might have become garbled in two different mesoras. Even machlokas that we have today, for instance, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Really, the seder, these are things that l'chura should be halacha much misinai, or should be elementary mesoras. And if we have a machlokas, it's because something got messed up, which is not, it's not unfathomable. It's wonderful that so much got preserved. So what's the problem with that? Furthermore, the Rambam, there are two more points of reference to this point, which, like we said before, the Pirush HaMishnayos is weaker because, first of all, he wrote it when he was young, and secondly, he also wrote it in Arabic, so we can't always be medayik, and the Rambam could have harata from it. But the Rambam, in two places, it says something very, very similar, which once again leads us to this Nekuda. The Rambam says in his Hakdama to Rambam, which was written with the Rambam together, and he says, the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. Yeah, you're right, I should have said the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. The Rambam speaks about the Mesoras HaTorah, and the Rambam says, he speaks about the different Sfarim that there are and the different machlokas. Let me just see if I can Chibur Talmud. The Rambam in the Akdama and in one more place also mentions that there could not have been any machlokas. There is no machlokas on these pirushim and so on. Just trying to find it. So first of all, he says that the reason why Rabbi Nachkadosh wrote down everything is because people were forgetting a lot of stuff, and that included the basics. And then he says, in the Talmud itself, he says, you have the things that people were matic from Sinai, and then Mishpatim and Dinim, Ploim Shle Kiblo Yisam Moshe, and the Mashmos is that the things, there should be somewhere a more Mefurish passage, I just don't have it on over here marked down, where he writes that those things have no machlokas. And then in Mamrim, where he writes about the different what people can argue on, what they can't argue on, and so on, so he lists like this. Hilchas Mamrim, he itemizes the areas that the Bez Nagadol has sole jurisdiction. So he says the Bez Nagadol b'Yerushalayim him ikar Torah shebal peh v'heim amud ha'irah. So, Bez Nagadol Yerushalayim is the Iker Torah Shebal Peh, he says. In other words, this is, when we talk about Torah Shebal Peh, we're referring to the Bez Nagadol. So, they're Iker Torah Shebal Peh, Vehem Amud HaRa, they also are the pillar of Hora. Umehem chok u'mishpat yotzel chol Yisrael. V'aleihem ifticha Torah. And the Torah relied on them. Shnem al pi ha-Torah sheiruchol v'mishpat Hashem lecha ta'aseh z'mitzvos eseh. Now he says, what are the areas? Echad dvarim shalomdoisem pishmua. Things that they heard me pishmua, which are Torah shebal peh. Echad dvarim shalomdoisem pidaiton v'achsman ha-midrash ha-Torah reshes behen. Or they use midrash ha-Torah reshes. V'nira beinayim shedimer davar zekach. V'echad dvarim shalomdoisem siag le-Torah l'fi shmash ha-shah tzrichim. Or they made a siag le-Torah as was needed. So there are three categories. There's shmuas that they heard. There are things that they learned from gzeiras and so on and so from gzeiras shava and yud gimel midas, and finally you have takanas and so on. Now the Rambam says over there mamrim. He says he itemizes how the pasuk says it. Gimel divrei kabbalah. Eimba machlokas la'olam. Those areas that are divrei kabbalah have no machlokas whatsoever. V'chol davar shein zeh machlokas b'yaduah shein kabbalah shel Rabbeinu. Anything that there's a machlokas in can't be that they have a kabbalah b'yaduah shel Rabbeinu. U'dvarim shelamedim min adin, things that are that you learned from a sort of a you'd give a midas, there could be machlokas, and you go basarov. And the same thing in gzeiras, if there's a machlokas, you go basarov. Then he says, kishahoya. So it sounds he says that there cannot be a machlokas in divrei kabbalah. Does he mean that somehow miraculously is a machlokas in divrei kabbalah, or does he mean you can't come along with seichel and deny divrei kabbalah? Not clear. But the next halach in the Rambam in Dalit, Imam Rim Pekav Lach Dalit, kishahoya bezna gadol kayim lahoizer machlokas Yisrael. When you had a bezdin kayim, there was no machlokas in klal Yisrael. So he says, how so? Elo kol din shenol bo sofik leechad mi Yisrael shol lebezdin shabiro. Anything that there was a suffix, he asked his bezin. If they know, they told him. If not, they went to Yerushalayim and they asked the bezin Harabayis. If not, they went up. So now he says, "Im hoya hadova shenild ba suffix lakol yedu it's a bezin agadol." Bein mipekabol bein mishadonaba. If they had a suffix, and the bezin agadol knows whether they know it because they have a kabbalah, or they know it because they can use midas ha-Torah and reshes b'hem to darshan it, so they tell him right away. Vim loya davar bar, and if it wasn't clear, they would discuss it, debate it, either reach a consensus or go basarov. So the Rambam, it says there can be sfeikis in yonim of Kabbalah, and it's obvious that there can be sfeikis. It's hard to say that there is some sort of haftocha. You have all sorts of gemaras about shloishtalafim halachas when ishtakach and avelus of this and so on and so forth. All of these in yanim you have are things that are forgotten, and there was echzirim bepilpul and so on and so forth. So if the Rambam means that we can't consider something a Kabbalah if there is an argument on it, I would understand it. So it means that it's something which, if it's clear to everyone that we got it, no one can come along and say something connected that. But if not. If we're not sure what it is, we have to use svara, and then it's shayach on that a machlokas. But it's not much like that, and there wouldn't be considered three categories. Just very, very not clear in Pshat Naramba. So there's a sefer that Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg wrote on the Rambam's Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. It's called Ma'oros HaRambam. It was put out, when was it put out? It was put out probably, it was put out in 99 was the second time it was put out. And he has a whole shita that if somebody who's a Baal Kabbalah, I mean, he's saying a shita in the Rambam. It's quite a chiddush, but it's something which it fits well in that the if there were people that were considered ma'atikei haTorah or makhishim magideha. The Magidator, there were people on a Madrega who were high enough to be considered that they can give over Mesoris exactly exactly the way it was. So the and he holds, I mean, he says it as as pshat, that if someone comes along and says, I have him, if somebody of the darga that he can be considered the matike shemua, those people who can hold himself, that comes along and says, I have the following messiahs from my Rebbe, we have to accept it. And like it says, imdinu nekabla, and sometimes the Gemara will have, you know, I heard it from this person, it's a Gemara, it's a Masiris, whatever it is. So there's he says that becomes the Etzem Masiris HaTorah. He says it in Hilchis Tshuva, he speaks about Magidei Torah Shebal Peh, that one of the apikorsim is somebody who's makhishe magideha, someone who denies the validity of those people that are magide Torah. I would say in the Mishnah that most people get quite wrong. It says in the Mishnah, speaks about the emunas chachamim. Is one of the dvarim shatar niknes behem. Emunas chachamim does not mean that you believe they can do miracles. They may or may not be able to do miracles, and it's wonderful to have a rabbi that does miracles, but that's not, has nothing to do with the Mishnah. The emunas chachamim means that you believe that they preserved the integrity of Torah, that if they say over something, this we heard and we're mekabel, that's the way it stays and has to be. So somebody's, and Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg's medayik it in the Akdama, that he says, it says that Moshe taught the Torah kula bebeis din al shiv meskenim, limda Moshe ben kula bebeis din al shiv meskenim, veloz apinus Yeshua shloshton kiblu mi Moshe v'Yeshua, shu talmir shem Moshe, Rabbeinu, Masa Torah Shebal Peh v'tzivolel. So he's mechalik between people that he taught it to people that he was meiserit, and they have that madrega of being meiserit Torah. So I guess the parts that are easier to explain is that if somebody who's reliable comes along and he says, I have such and such a mesoris, or the Bez Nagodl researches it, I guess it's one of the sfakas. I mean, the Rambam says very clearly that there could be a suffix in that, and they could come to the Bez Nagodl. Bez Nagodl would do its research and look into it, and so on and so forth. And they would say what they feel is a clear mesoris. So there is room for a clear mesoris, a not clear mesoris, and Besna fixes it up. But when somebody comes along who we have no reason to doubt it, we can't be cholik on it. That part is easier to understand. The fact that there never was a machlokas, and it never happened that it got messed up, and two people came along and says, I swear I heard from my Rebbe this and this, that's a piece, that's a bigger chiddush. You know, I don't know what to say. It's the Rambam seems to say it, but where's the Rambam coming from? And Mechatesa, I don't know the answer. So just to sum up, the Rambam could be telling us the result. In other words, something which is clear to us and nobody else argued, and all we have is a Mesoras, that counts as Ikatar Shebal Peh. That's the genre of halacha that is associated with Torah Shebal Peh, a straightforward explanation that no one argued on. Or we could be saying the other side, that in this Chelk of Torah, there never was or will be Machlokas, because there were people who were they were singled out to be the Matike Shmur, the Bala Mesoras, the Mekabli Torah, and they came with that. It could very well be, like the Gemara says, Vadru Bilpulpula, that the same halachas, if you don't know it through Mesoras, you can use it Gilmidas also, and you can derive it there. But if you derive it from your Gilmidas, you leave yourself open to the possibility of Machlokas. That it would be a summation of what the Rambam says. Somebody want to ask something? Somebody says something? Okay. Vachelek Ashlishi, the third one. Heim hadinim hamutzoyim bedarkei ahekish. Halachas that they use through analogy, v'tipo b'machlokes v'zachanu, their arguments, v'yipazing das harok v'shir sadnu. V'zeh kasheyi ha'inya shokol mitzari iyun. When things are not clear, and you can go both ways, you have a machlokas. When there's reasonable ways of looking at multiple ways, that causes machlokas. Well, lefikach yomra, that's why the Rambam quotes a lashon, im halacha nekabel v'medin yesh shuva. If you're coming and telling me a mesoras from Sinai, we accept it. We don't have reason not to accept it, and we trust you. If you're telling it to us by some logical derivation, we have what to answer. V'omnom yiplo machlokas ekuch b'mashaloy nishra kabbalah. Machlok argument and debate happens on those things that we have no mesoras. So, again, the Rambam's flow is that the it's not the mystical thing of not having machlokas; it's just by the nature of it. If something has been labeled as mesoras, if I come along to Chacham, I have an argument, and I come along and I say, well, I was mekalva from my Rebbe that this and this is what the halach is misinai, then everybody has to shut up and that's it. If I come along and throw in my 2 cents in terms of Svara, well, it's back and forth. V'stimtzem b'chol ha-talmud yachka darka heket shebizos nafalks v'acholkim. V'yoyimru. Yes, please. Maybe I what? Right. 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 So that... Right. Well, the Gemara is usually doing research on a halacha. The Gemara has a big pile of halachas in front of it, some of which it comes with the arguments behind it, some of it comes that we don't know. Someone came along with a smedge and said a halacha. We are trying to research and ask ourselves, is this halacha Kabbalah from Moshe? In which case there's no point in arguing anything and maybe not even finding a marker for it. Or is this halacha is something which they were dami svara, but mele there's room for back and forth. We don't know, when we're sitting down with a pile of... Rav Ashi sat down with a huge pile of private notes of people and balpem, and people said, Rav said the following. So if it's an important issue, we're going to try to understand where was Rav coming from. So when somebody comes along and says, a halacha, then we're going to find out what type of halacha is it? It's important for us to understand, was it derived from some sort of Yud Gimel Midas, or is it straightforward Mesoras? So he says, V'simtzim chol ha-talm yachal daikes. So many times you find, they'll ask, what are you arguing, what's the reason, what's enough gemina? L'fi she pe'omim yavir dvarim b'zainya b'ktas mekomos, v'yodiyu sibas ha-machlokes, v'yom v'shaploni nitl mayim ha-ploni, ploni mayim ha-ploni, k'yoytze b'zeh. So when you have a machlokes, that machlokes is obviously based on some sort of svara logic, or Talmudic logic, but there it makes a lot of sense to analyze what the machlokes built on. Aval machsheves mishechoshu shadina shachibem heim gamke mikubal mimoyshe. Ve'omnom nofla machlokes miderech atoz eshmoy shikho. But if anyone thinks that the machlokes is in things that are given me Sinai and it's because of forgetting or making a mistake, which is the point we had raised before, and it tries to prove it from the fact that it says Misherobu Talmid Sham Vihilo Shal Shimchul Kol Tzarchan Rabsa Machlokes Bisan Satokes Shetoros. It says over there in the Gemara in Saita that Machlokes and Klaiso started when Talmid Sham and Hillel were not proficient enough and therefore they didn't know things well enough, and that's Machlokes. So he says, so somebody will come along and say, here, there could be exactly the point we had raised before. Maybe people heard the Ikra Torah and they messed up. Different people messed up and you had contradictions. So, and I'll bring a proof, in fact, as the Mishrabu. So Rambam lashes out very strongly. He says, Hine ze Hashem yodea min ha-mamor ha-mechu'orim v'ha-megunimod. It's an extraordinarily despicable statement. V'heim divrei mishein ha-masik v'heim dagdik be'ikrim. It's somebody who doesn't affirm the Ikrei Torah, umatal dofu ba'nashas kamar Torah, and he defames people that we were mekabel Torah from them. V'zeh kulam batal, kulei batal. And it's absolutely wrong. So again, the Rambam says, and here it's even more clear to me, folks, he actually deals with the issue we raised. Any time we cannot ever say that a machlokes is due to a faulty transmission of a halacha. Halachas that were transmitted very accurately. It is the newer halachas which has room to go in different ways on it. That's where you have this problem. Yes. Right. Correct. And the Rambam says not like the Rambam says that when it came down to the Gemara, there never was a situation like that. And the Rambam, when he says an apikoris is somebody who's makhishe magidel. Let's think a second. The Rambam says one of the types of apikoris is someone who's makhishe magidel. Means that he's not denying the validity of Shabbat Peh. He's saying that this particular Amayra, Otana, messed up on what he heard. And the Rambam holds, which again doesn't seem to us to deny the validity of Shabbat Peh, just denying that this particular chacham has got it right. I would venture to guess that in a sense this is the Rambam's equivalent of the unique status of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's unique status of Nevuah is the Ikre Emuna is not because the saintliness of Moshe Rabbeinu is an important part of Yiddishkeit. It's because if you can assume that Moshe Rabbeinu messed up something in his Nevuah, then you basically have destroyed the credibility of all of Torah. It's the same thing. You can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a wonderful Torah and it's all emes and so on and so forth. His secretary, listen, I mean, everyone's allowed a mistake or two, and Moshe Rabbeinu did a heroic job and he's great, but there's always a mistake or two. He's only human. If the minute you would, if you have that escape clause, so you can pick which avera or mitzvah Moshe made the mistake in, and that's it. The same thing would be true, since the vast majority of our Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh. If somebody were able to say, oh, they got it wrong, we've researched the ancient papyruses, and we see where they made the mistake, then basically we've destroyed. So of course everybody will pick, you know, the special avera that speaks to his heart, and have that. Remember, once read some sort of cute joke that somebody went into a monastery, and they had like these old manuscripts, and he asked the head monk, like, what do they do? He said, you know, it's very important to have the old manuscripts, and when you research it and so on and so forth, you get to the right text and so on and so forth. So the guy said, okay, he said, tell me, what's the source for celibacy of priests? So he said, sure, let me go down, I'll get to the oldest document that deals with it. He comes back after a few minutes, he's pale as a ghost, and he says, well, the text reads, priests shall celebrate. That's the real nusach. If you can deny the magidim of Torah Shebaal Peh, if a person comes along and says, you know, if we can argue with Amoraim in the Gemara, with conclusions of the Gemara, then basically all Torah Shebaal Peh is gone, and we need to assume that those things, there's no machlokas, those things that came as such are min hashamayim. That's, I think, why. Yes. So in a certain sense. So it's definitely true about Beis Din. Many Rishonim say that, and in a certain sense, it doesn't really make much of a difference if it's halachically correct, and this gets the din of the Mesoros. Then whether the din of the Mesoros was there before or whether it was in fact Mesoros, at the end of the day, we treat this as a halacha that is given from Sinai. Which, if we treat it the same way, and we act the same way, then basically it doesn't make all that much of a difference. And if you try to sit down academically and try to second guess it, then in a certain sense you just undermine the process. If in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Mesoros that you have in front of you without a machlokas needs to be treated as being a Moshe Sinai, then really what difference does it make? Okay, so therefore it's very clear that we don't have the Mesoros. In other words, none of the people. So if we have a halacha in the Gemara, that's what he says. If we have a halacha in the Gemara that there's a machlokas in it, which there is, obviously. You know, they didn't know whether it's this or this or that. If the Gemara presents our present state as being the result of logic, reasoning, suffix, that halacha that we have, certainly the tkiyas we do today, we don't know what was the pirush. But if the Gemara presents it as a flat metzias without any type of hakasha on it, that becomes that. I saw that Rabbi Meisel makes this point. I can't say I read the whole thing because it's kind of long, but one of the points he makes is as regards halachas that are based on metzias. If it's an opinion of an amora, then we may or may not assume right or wrong. If it's a stoma de gemara, anything to us that's a stoma de gemara has a din of Torah Shebaal Peh that we can't budge. So if we have a stoma that a stam veset is X amount of days, and there, it's not the product of machlokas, but it's actually it's a given assumption that the Gemara has no machlokas, it ought to fall under this category of halacha. Very, very interesting point, but I can hear it. You know, the Gemara, the Torah needed to have some assumptions in order to make the halachas. What is chametz? You know, so you have machlokas in Gemara, mishayichsav, or whatever it is, but there had to have been some sort of definition of it. So he says like this, the Rambam says that it can't forget. Well, I don't know if he says they can't. Well, but that's if someone comes along. But if in the Gemara itself, if the Gemara brings a machlokas in it, so obviously nobody knew. In other words, I think that, again, where Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg writes is, if someone has a resolute yidiya in it, and no one has a suffix, so the nishko halachas means everybody in the morning got up and said, hey, did you remember exactly what that shir for Tilsan Zadaraisa, the shir of Elulav is, and they said, you know, I don't know. So at that, from that point onwards, we're dealing with things that they dug up al pisei and so on. But if people are arguing, somebody comes along, that's that he brings the Gemara, kabbalu nekablim. And it's only people that are uniquely, that we feel have the stature that we can trust that when they say ovalocha, this is a mesaris. You have also sometimes like Maradas. I have a mesaris mikubel mipi this and this and this that on this rak chagi hanavi sat and he said the following alochas about Tum and Tyre and so on and so forth. But the truth is, if you take the time and effort to go through all those Gemaras, there are a lot of problems with that. And you, if you wanted to check this halacha Rambam, you could spend a good few months going through every single sugi, because there are all sorts of sugis. It's mashma. There is some machlokas. I don't know. I just it's not. You need to go through Shas to check this. The Chavos Yoyer, as far as Lechem Shem Sinai, goes through a huge amount of material, and he points out things, and he says, Chidushim, someone just wrote a letter, someone just wrote a whole sefer, I have it at home actually, on that Chavos Yoyer, answering, debating, you know, a pulpul sefer on that Chavos Yoyer. So it means going through all of Shas and trying to determine which halachas sound like Kabbalahs, are there any that seem to be arguments, and so on. So he says like this, V'omnom yigrom l'zois ha'emunah nefsedes miyut ha'asogel v'chol mitzvah Talmud. The reason why people have this false emunah is because they don't quite understand what it's, they don't have a mind that's an analytical mind to understand the different, the hierarchy, the strata of different halachas. Yes, they know that the Pirush Moshe, but they didn't understand the difference between things that are principle or things that that are the result of something. And then he picks a weird hechatimtza. So he said, so the machlokas here happens to be a derivation of another machlokas. Now, this halacha of being mechabed, the sabayis, and tazadayim, and all that, certainly not the raisis. I don't know why he picked this as an example. Maybe he just was trying to show that many times machlokas are branches of other machlokas. I don't know. Now, let's finish that we have the third chalak finished. Aval Omram. So he says, but it says, Mishirabu Talmidei Shammai Behillel Shalosh Shimshu Kol Tzorchon Rav Samachloks B'Yisrael. Hine says, Inyan Eilad Var Mevua Ma'od. He says, what does it mean, Talmidei Shammai Behillel, that they weren't Mishamish Kol Tzorchon? So what kind of machlokas? Lefi. Sheshnei Anoshim Miyu Shkulim B'Tvuno B'Iyon U'B'Idiyah Se'ikon Sh'yudu Behem. Lo Tipol B'Nei Machlokas Klal B'Shetzu B'Hekish. He says, if you have people that have the same degree of mental development, maturity, knowledge, etc., the arguments they will have will tend to be less. Or, kemat not. K'moishan limtzu l'oilu machloikis b'shami hila el balochs yichidos. L'fishe keishe shneihem. B'kol mashotziu b'hekish o'ikroim zelazeh. So he says, this refers to the halachis that they picked up from analogy, and you give them midas. So and so the Gemara says the reason why the son machlokas from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is because the Talmidim had not done they hadn't gotten to the appropriate madrega. Shammai and Hillel themselves, because they were both extremely learned, so they were close in shita, and there wouldn't be that many machlokas. Whereas the Talmidim, who were raw and not quite developed in halacha, had different machlokas. And when the Talmidim didn't study enough, and their ability to extrapolate from Yugimidus weakened. There was a lot of machlokas. So everyone, this one didn't know the information, the other one know. This one had done very well with Gzeir Shavis, but wasn't up to par in Akashim, and so on and so forth. He said, I can't blame them. I can't expect everyone who's arguing, the arguments are genuine. They want to know what to do, and they're not holding up Madrega. So, what do you want? And the fact that they're not Shammai and Hillel doesn't take away from our need to follow their instructions. It's not the mistakes in the Etzim Shmua, but in much of the resultant. So the Rambam says all the machlokas are there in things that need to be extrapolated from Torah. It's interesting that the Rambam says, the remark that he makes is fascinating, that were two people to be of equal madrega in terms of the knowledge they have and the development of the kohos of Seichel, they wouldn't come to much argument. L'chura, it's very different than we understand in the Gemara, that k'shem shem partzuf feyem domos, that just like people differ in their faces, their facial expressions, so too their understanding. There are certainly different minds that, and Adarabba, on the same Madrega, there's a mind that understands things one way and mind another way. That's part of the difference of people. The Rambam begs to differ. So, and the Rambam says that had they been in same Madrega, the amount of machlokas would be minimal, and most of machlokas is caused, what the Gemara means to say is most of machlokas is caused because they haven't developed themselves, and therefore you have all this machlokas. So we're holding over here. I'm sorry, what? Correct. Well, the Ramban who says that these are not things that can have absolute proofs, you mean? So I think what he means is, let's take an example. If you're a good lawyer, and someone comes with a case, you can guesstimate what the normal judge would say in a case like this. You may get an erratic judge, you may get a strange judge, but by and large you can say, you know, this will not fly in court. Judges will not buy into it. I won't be right 100% of the time, But I can have a good intuition because there's a sense that since, you know, yes, a kid in law school, in his first year of law school, might come up with something very wild. But somebody who's been sitting on the bench for 25 years, a decent judge, would not buy into it or would certainly buy into it and so on and so forth. That would be probably, on the intuitive level, on a judgment call, there's also a certain sense of what you can assume to be a consensus. Okay. So, I would say yes. I would say very much so. Because the same reason, if without this ikar, then basically you've demolished Torah min ha-shamayim and Torah shebaal peh. And then it's a free-for-all. Okay. Take care, and we should be zeicha tisha b'av shiv nefach l'simcha, and the Be'ez Hashem, I hope next week will be regular. If there's any change in my plans, I'll let you know. Okay, kol tova.